Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
And the ability to listen to each other and not just have your voice heard and get that little, dopamine hit. Okay, I got my, what I wanted to say is out there. Great, but listen. Listen to what the other side is saying. Too. And you can disagree. You can be diametrically opposed to what the other side is saying.
Yeah.
But screaming over each other doesn't fix anything. And I just find it ironic of making that argument and then people arguing about the argument. It's like, let's just listen to each other.
And I'm sorry to say this, and I interrupt you, Tony, but here's, because I wasn't born doing this. Very few people are, because, for our survival at a very young age, we're taught how to judge others because judging others teaches us how to be safe. Then all of a sudden at a certain age, we got to start learning how to not judge others if we want to make relationships with other people. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's kind of an evolution of us as a human being as we hit maturity. But what happened to me in the Bureau and the FBI, which gave me these lifelong reps that really resonate with me, do you not think that I had to interview people? And I know I've told you before the story, interview people that had done horrendous things. Think about the cases we cover. There's going to be someone that is going to be interviewing, what's his name, Tyler, who just killed an innocent man who didn't do harm to anyone else except spew his thoughts and opinions to the world. And some people could say it's harmful or not. That parts matter, but didn't do violence to another human being. And there's going to be an officer that's interviewing him that most likely feels a supreme abhorrent distaste for, incongruent morals, ethics, does not agree with any choices this individual just made with what he's done with his life.
Mm-hmm.
But what's his goal? If his goal is to inspire Tyler to confess to what he did and spill the beans on everything, or in other cases where we've covered things like Stephen Stearns, that the horrendous things against Maddie Soto, if you're going to interview people like that or taking advantage of kids, if you're going to sit and judge, shields up. Now, I'm not saying you agree, But if you need to make that connection to inspire someone to want to share the information, it's going to be pertinent to saving other people, to protecting other people, to understand and give closure to families that need to understand your motive, all these things, you know, so we can save the criminal justice system millions of dollars because you confessed and you plea out or something rather than going through this entire process. You're going to be found guilty anyway. You know, it's a hard thing to overcome. You just have to understand what that life arc from them was, not for the point of agreeing with it, but the point to understand it so I can communicate with you, to understand your context, mm-hmm. so that I can walk that mile in your shoes so I can understand and make that connection to inspire you to take the action that is in the best interest of the public at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's about communicating. It's about being human with one another once again. It feels that, I mean, this has separated us from each yeah. other more than anything else. And it's all coming to roost, I feel like, where people feel very helpless right now. They feel very isolated, even though we're more connected than ever before. But they people are self-isolating into their own echo chambers. And then they get this way so amped up that they don't know how to handle things in any sort of productive way. No problem solving skills, again, because the lack of interpersonal relationships. What would you say to people out there right now? I mean, we know we're in a tinder box. This is his dad is the one who was able to calmly, you know, talk to the man who is the suspect right now. I mean, that's where it's sitting as of this second, and turn him in. There's a lot of people out there right now, and I'm not saying go turn in your family members. I think more so, how about everybody starts talking more to their family members again? What's going on in your life? You know, why are you feeling this way or that way? Whatever it is, maybe someone's having a good day. You'll get a good one. I'm great. You're gonna get some like, I'm just, it's troubling me. Listen to them. And you don't have to agree with them at the end of the day or adopt their politics or this or that, but just knowing, hey, there's a person over here who listens. We used to have those dynamics within a lot of our families, and you could at the end of the day not even know what the person's politics were, but you knew if you wanted someone to listen to you and give you, be a loving critic. We used to have a lot more of those in our lives, and we don't.
Yeah, we do. It's a sad thing. I just gave this advice. I don't like the word advice because I don't like giving advice. I like having people discover a path, right? Mm-hmm. But I was on with a group yesterday I was speaking with, and after I talk about my code of trust and unbreakable alliances and the behaviors behind these things, she had a really poignant question, which I think is very relevant here. She goes, you know, I have a 15-year-old son that is really struggling. He wants to do X, Y, and Z with his life. He wants to go in the military, but he's like 300 pounds overweight. And I'm trying so hard, but he's not listening to me. And every time I tell him to do this, he says he will and he doesn't. Every time I tell him to do this, if you want to do it. And she says, you have any advice? What do I do when I can't get someone to do what I want them to do because this is what they said they want to do? Mm-hmm. You know, which is something we all face, right? All of us, whether it's someone in our lives, you know, that's professional, personal. And I said, you know, here's what I've done with my kids. And here's what I do with everyone in my life. You know, I am the loving critic. So here's what a loving critic does. I am deeply vested in you and your success on the path that you've chosen to walk. And so what that means is I will be what I call your chief of staff. You say you want to walk to this destination. I will do all I can to help be that resource, to discover things, to encourage you to do things, do all empower you with choices about how to move to that destination. But ultimately, that destination is your choice. And I'm not going to judge whether that choice is right or wrong. You want to give yourself a hobby? This is the toughest hobby you can give yourself in the world. Let go of what you think is right or wrong, because the person right next to you might not think the same. You want to have some curiosity, discover what they think is right or wrong. And the only way you can do that is to let go of what you think. And now we're always going to have it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have that, because this is the art of the conversation, you know, one of the reasons why, Charlie was so effective with his following is because he got people to engage in the art of debate. People, we are genetically coded to want to have dialogues and conversations. He was teaching people in a generation that had forgotten how to have a dialogue because they're too busy doing this in sound bites in a 5-second highlight reel. And I'm not putting this down. This is part of a whole. It's a great tool. No. But when a tool becomes the whole, you're missing the ability to communicate, which we seek and crave. And so give yourself that challenge, because that's what I had to do. And then believe me, I grew up in, I was born in New York City. I grew up in upstate New York. I'm an extrovert. I'm snarky. I as you all can hear, I come up with these lines sometimes. You know, the way I engage at a younger age was majestically failing me as an FBI agent, where I had to recruit sources that might have done really abhorrent things. Meanwhile, my objective is to inspire them to confess, to share, to give me information to protect the national security of the United States, and sometimes protect kids from being abused. I mean, so you either get over it or you don't. So the way I did was I just had to learn and practice letting go of my optic of the world, because the world is what it is. You're not going to change the wind blowing. You're not going to change that tree growing. It is what it is. This is the power of now, and Eckhart Tolle talks about that. Again, my Tao Te Ching side comes out, right? Mm-hmm. But what we can control is what we think about what's around us, and realizing that here's where we give another human being the utmost respect you can possibly give. If you put a lot of time and effort to come up with what you believe is right or wrong, that's good, solid, sound, believe in it. But give the respect to the person you're communicating with the same understanding that they probably put a lot of time and effort into what they think too. Why not have that curiosity, which has really died off, of figuring out what that was and what that is? Doesn't mean you're agreeing with it. I can tell you, both Marr and Charlie Kirk, both of them, I probably agree with about 5 to 10% of both of them. Mm-hmm. I adored them both and still do Marr. Why? Boy, they make you think. Mm-hmm. They just make you think. And when we think and come up, so here's how the brain works. When you are actually challenged to think and you come up with a conclusion to your thoughts that someone gave you, what do you think that does to our brain? It rewards us. The dopamine's flowing, the serotonin, oxytocin, the dopamine, all those things. And then you get addicted to listening to that person, not even agreeing with that person, but that person made me think. Why do I love books? Why do I love reading so much? Because there's a lot of authors I do not like, but you know what? Their content's phenomenal. They make me think. Mm-hmm. The greatest books you can consume in the world are the ones that make you think, come up with new conclusions, new ideas, and they give you at least two more books to read. Mm-hmm. And so when you're engaging every human being, that is a great hobby to have. Engage a human being, come up with some new things you thought about that you haven't considered before. You don't need to make a friend. You don't have to like them. Just understand them. So Understanding how I do what I do, this is how I do what I do. I let go and I just engage.
You know, it's interesting thinking back to my college years, and I'm not going to say how long ago that was, but some of the professors that really pissed me off in the first couple of weeks, like my arguments, my papers, anything I did wasn't enough. It was just like, oh my God, do I need to drop this class? I'm never going to succeed. When you get past that hurdle and go, wait a minute, they're trying to get me to engage in a different thought process. They're trying to make me expand how I think. When you can cross that hurdle and see what they're trying to do and maybe tilt yourself over to where they are, like, okay, I'm going to try to think this way because I've been thinking this way all my life. I need to shift a little bit and see if I can expand it. Suddenly you're seeing everything now. It's not just this one narrow focus. Now you can see other things because you're curious. You're looking around at other things. You're getting somebody else's perspective, which you may not agree with, but maybe you can see where they're coming from. You don't have to change your mind, but just see them. And I think we don't see people anymore. It's just, this is all I see, you know, putting my hands in front of my eyes is just myself, instead of seeing what other people are experiencing.
And now to take it to the next level, and I know I hijacked this away from the whole point of talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination.
We need this conversation. Nobody's having it.
Here's what we do next, Stacey, with that. So what's the point of all this? Because some people say, well, if you're just doing this, we're just placating everyone else, or we're just going along or letting people be. So here's where you now take that next step. So say that at the back of your mind, when you're engaging another human being, the first step is to, just like we just said, just let go, just engage, be curious, understand someone where they're at, walk side by side with them where they're at. Now, if along the way you do want to inspire them to think about some new options, some new ideas, the way to inspire someone to have a new idea, to engage in a new thought, or maybe even take a new action is not to here's the guarantee. You know, my keys of behavior are really simple. The first one is seek the thoughts and opinions of others, not go on and pontificate about your own. Because if you want to inspire someone for action, you want to inspire them to make a change, you want to inspire them to do anything. So I use that word inspire because convincing is about me, inspiration is about them. The first thing you got to do is understand them. And then you just do what I call ask a discovery question. And so when you can now communicate in terms of what's a challenge, part of your pain point of another human being, validate who they are as a human being by being actively curious. And then when you ask a discovery question, you know, say, for instance, you know, Stacey, I really heard what you said about, you know, your college experience. It was really pretty unique and interesting. I'm curious, you know, when you made the decision to do this, what do you think it would have meant if you actually made this choice instead on that path forward in your life? As opposed to saying, Stacey, I think you made all the wrong choices. Why didn't you do this?
Right. Yeah.
You see the difference in that language? What's the goal is exactly the same thing. I'm hoping to see if I can do something to inspire you to think about a different path and what that might have been for you in your life. And then, because we never, ever plant seeds with people by telling them what we think. The only way to plant a seed with any human being is by asking them what they think. And so this is the kind of communication that has completely gotten obliterated by people taking 5-second highlight reel sound bites off of TikTok. And again, I'm on TikTok all the time. Matter of fact, I know all about Charlie Kirk because I've watched
this. This will probably be a 5-second highlight reel on TikTok.
And we got a really good nugget. You know, but this is the kind of communication discord, talking about discord, that people have lost the art of. And that's why this is what I did for so long and still do. It is the greatest joy in the world when you have a great, beautiful conversation. And someone comes back to says this, the greatest validation and gratitude I get from a conversation with someone, Tony, it's why I love you and Stacey so much. Being on these shows, you know, like afterwards, I always check in. How did that go? Mm-hmm. When someone says, Robin, I never heard it quite put that way before. I never thought about that before. Oh my God, I inspired someone to think about something new and different. Mm-hmm. I want more of that. You know, all the things I do to prep for your show, for everything I do, I'm thinking so hard and deeply, what can I do to inspire someone to think about something in a better, healthy way, to understand someone at a deeper level, to understand the world around them so they can engage in a more healthy way, so we can recognize the unhealthy and make a choice about what we need to do about it. Because that's so key. What's the point of all this? The reason why people watch true crime is so they can feel safe, so they can recognize it, be entertained by recognizing, where's the crazy around me so I can avoid crazy? It's like watching a NASCAR race, so I know not to do that.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, The Podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.